everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Well, I have a specially pre-recorded program for you today. You won't be calling in, but we have just been having a great time. We have just spoke with the Emmy and Golden Globe winner and Renaissance woman, Jane Seymour. She stars in the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie, Dear Prudence, which premieres this Saturday on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel. And now we are going to bring onto the program Rob Gilmer, who is one of the executive producers and co-author of the script of Dear Prudence. Welcome, Rob.
Hi, Patricia. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
I'm so glad. Well, you've had quite experience. You've worked in the television industry for 30 years. You've been a staff writer and story editor and producer and everything.
Well, I was fortunate enough many years ago when I first came down to Los Angeles to get a chance to get to get started as a writer. And in our business, you often have to start right at the bottom rung of the ladder, mm-hmm. and work your way up. So I had the good fortune, the privilege to work, to be paid, and to learn from some of the real pros in the business. So it's been quite a ride for me for 30 years.
Tell us how you came up with this concept for Dear Prudence.
Well, along with my partner, Les Alexander, he and I have been in the business together developing and trying to tell and successfully sell the TV shows for almost 20 years now. And oftentimes, the genesis of any story idea would begins in the most mundane of ways. Normally, Les and I sitting around my office or his staring at the ceiling trying to think of something that would greatly appeal to us and would give us a chance to tell the kind of stories that we wanted to tell. And one of the things that intrigued us about Dear Prudence and the character we created in Dear Prudence was we wanted to create a character, in this case a woman, who is talented, creative, smart, determined, and put her in a situation where she is the sort of the quintessential fish out of water, mm-hmm. But drawing on her own creativity and utilizing some aspects of her own life in this brand new milieu, she finds some success. But as always in the shows that we've done, our shows are driven by the characters themselves. We particularly like working with Jane in helping to develop and create the character Prudence, because she's not a young 20-something gal. She's a mature, sophisticated woman who's had a lot of work experience, been around the world. And she brings a wisdom and an intelligence to, mm-hmm. the show and to her own life, which is really, really fun to work with as a writer.
And it was a fun movie to watch. I got to see the screener, Rob, so that was great. What would you say is kind of the message of the movie? Is there a message for you?
Well, one of the things that really like about the film is that on one level, in our business we call it the A story, there's a murder mystery, mm-hmm. Which is a murder mystery. But to me, more intriguing, more challenging, and more interesting as a writer is the sort of the subtextual B or C movies in our stories. And in this show, Prudence is clearly, though she's at the top of her game, extraordinarily successful. Think of Martha Stewart or someone like that, very, very successful TV show celebrity and columnist, who is still, even at her age and despite her overwhelming success, struggling with finding some truth in her own heart about herself as a woman, and it's worked out in her exploring her mother's history and learning tremendous about her mother's emotional history that she never knew. And as a consequence of that knowledge of her mom, learning something about, something very important about herself as a woman, too.
Well, it was a fun movie, and I think something that's light, and it's really a family movie, isn't it, Rob?
The whole movie is really about family, without giving away any of the details of the plot, the murder mystery revolves around a young man's death and his mother's grieving response to that, and then our character Prudence helping to solve the mystery. So it's on some level very much about a mother's love for her son, mm-hmm. and the tragedy of losing that son. And it's also about Prudence herself, as I said a moment ago, exploring her own relationship with her personal family background, particularly with her mom. So on many levels, it's about family, and I think that's what sort of informs the emotional integrity of the piece.
All right, my guest today is Rob Gilmer, who is one of the executive producers and the creator and co-author of the script for the wonderful Hallmark Channel mystery movie called Dear Prudence, which premieres on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel, starring Jane Seymour, who we have just interviewed before Rob. And Rob is now telling us more about the movie. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
The Talk Cartel of Southern New England, DePietro, Cianci, St. Pierre, York, and Allen. And only on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM.
Hi, everyone. We're back. You're listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We have a specially pre-recorded program for you today. Today, we've been talking to Emmy and Golden Globe winner and Renaissance woman Jane Seymour. She stars in the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie, Dear Prudence, which premieres this coming Saturday on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel. And now we are talking to the executive producer, one of the producers of the movie, Dear Prudence, and the scriptwriter, the co-author and producer, as I said, Rob Gilmer. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Patricia.
Thanks for coming back. We talked a little bit in the last segment about writing the script and what the script was about and why you did it and your vision. Talk about being an executive producer. What does that mean? Does that mean you're raising all the money? Does that mean you're running around and trying to find all the actors? What does it mean?
Well, in the television business, a producer is an executive producer who is a writer, has a slightly different job than you might hear in movies. We don't raise money. We spend other people's money, but hopefully spend it creatively and effectively. My job is to develop and write the script, and then I have the opportunity, the great opportunity, to be involved in every aspect of the production up to and including the making of the picture. So I'm involved in selecting the director. I'm involved in doing all the casting. I'm involved in the rehearsals. We spend a lot of time in what they call pre-production, which is getting the script ready to be shot. So I have an opportunity to be creatively involved in the realization of the script from the very beginning to the end. And it's a tremendous amount of fun and a great challenge and a great opportunity because my vision, I can sort of protect and help to realize my vision fairly completely, unlike, unfortunately, writers in movies who don't get that opportunity very often. So I would say my input is creative, almost completely creative, to a certain extent financial, but creative from beginning to end.
Thank you so much for coming on the program, Rob.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks
yes,
so much.
Stay on the line. Folks, today we've had the great pleasure and honor to interview Renaissance woman Jane Seymour, who is an Emmy and Golden Globe winner. And she stars in the upcoming Hallmark Channel mystery movie, Dear Prudence, which premieres this Saturday on August 23rd on the Hallmark Channel. And we have just spent a few minutes also interviewing Rob Gilmer, who is one of the executive producers and the scriptwriter for Dear Prudence. Next week, we're going to discuss having radiant skin, a healthy body, and the importance of loving yourself with my guests, Dr. Noma Tay and Carolyn Paya, president and CFO of Skin Medicine USA, and their daughter, Viray Paya, who at the age of 25 is spa director of Spa Viray and running the operation. Remember to tune in each week for Positive Living, which is on Sundays from noon to 1, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Your friends and family in other parts of the country and other parts of the world can listen live online during that time. So if you're a fan of Positive Living, please tell them to tune in. My website is revised and updated. Take a look at that, RaskinResources.com. And you can write to me, Patricia@RaskinResources.com, and I will write you back. Remember, folks, as I say at the end of each show, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and know you can make your dreams come true. Until next time for Positive Living, I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. The news is up next, and then Dina Dell. Talk to you next week.